Hosted on dimlywit.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Thought my voice is a little raspy today.
You have the best hello voice. It's my absolute, you're my favorite person to call.
Why?
Because it's, you don't sound like you sound like normally. Like, it's just your hello. It's like you practiced it in the mirror and you nailed it. I'm gonna try to steal it and see if I can make it happen. I'm sure it's gonna sound awkward as fuck coming from me.
I can't. Why are we so similar yet so different?
I don't know. It's like a wire was crossed.
Yeah, there's like definitely a switch missing.
Oh, so I wanted to tell you about this cool, I guess it's not a mom hack, it's just like a cool life hack that I thought you would like. So I was watching this video on TikTok on how to make your house smell really good. And
not like regular candles.
No,
like I
think candles are bad. I think we,
what?
Yeah, because like, you know, they start fires and stuff.
Oh, okay. I thought like really bad. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sure they're burning like toxic fumes into the environment as well. I wouldn't be surprised.
Excellent. I have like 30 candles at all times lit.
That yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It's the fact you have candles lit with three children. It's a goddamn miracle. Like your life.
No, they know not to touch them. They actually ask if they could blow them out. They're like, oh, can I blow them out? And I'm like, no, don't touch it.
So, all right, this TikTok video, the girl takes, okay, so you know the vent that like on your ceiling, that like the air conditioning, it's not the air conditioning vent, it's like the big thing. What do you call that?
The what?
It's like not the vent that the air conditioning comes out. It's like the big thing that like holds the air conditioning that you like clean. Do you know what I'm talking
about? The vent?
Yeah, but like the big one.
Okay, I don't know those words.
Okay, god damn
when
it.
When I marry a plumber one day, I'll let you know.
Where's Alan when we freaking need him? But all right, everyone else probably can understand what I'm talking about. So you open those like once a year to like clean them or change the filter or whatever. So
the
take the filter out, okay? And this is what the TikTok girl did. She took an entire bottle of Febreze and she, with the air conditioning on, she sprayed it into that vent and then replaced the filter and like closed it and like shut the whole thing down. So anyway, I'm like, I definitely know Febreze is toxic and I definitely don't think I want Febreze like floating around my house and my children and my pets for, you know, I don't know, forever, months? How long does this last?
I don't fucking know. This is TikTok University. So
TikTok University. So I used, okay, so you know on the Favorite Things episode, we talked about Cleaner Soul and I love their like.
My favorite. I bought it after.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I love you.
Did
you got coconut? Did you get the coconut?
It smells so good.
You got coconut soul?
Yeah.
Dude, my house smells like a fucking coconut right now. Like, it smells like the beach.
It's my favorite stuff.
So it's this like non-toxic cleaner. I used it for like the countertops, for, I mean, mirrors, the refrigerator, the dog's paws, the baby's changing mat. I mean, literally anything that can get wet, you spray this thing on to clean. And I love this smell. Like, you used to come over all the time and be like, what's that smell? And I would sometimes just spray it just because, but like, that's weird. They came out with a coconut air freshener. Like, it's pretty much a non-toxic Febreze. How dope is that?
Yeah, no, I liked it because it was like pet safe, which means it's kid safe.
Yeah, you know, I'm obsessed with the Cleaner Soul. Like, I'm legit obsessed. So they came out with this coconut spray. So it's literally Febreze, but it's non-toxic. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm spraying the shit into the vent. I'm telling you, my house smells like, all right, maybe it's a little too strong. But it smells like Hawaii in my house. Like, it's fucking incredible. It's the greatest hack ever. And I'm highly recommending, because I know a bunch of you baddies went out and you got the cleaner soul when we talked about it on that episode. So highly recommend. I can't believe you got it. Did you use our promo code?
What?
Did you use our promo code?
Of course. I used it after the episode. Not just listeners who benefit, my friend.
Well, the promo code is baddie. I think it's still active. It's definitely still active for anybody that wants to try this and spray their air fabric freshener into their air conditioning vents. It's incredible. Now that I know you bought the cleaner soul from our favorite things episode, did you also buy the sex tea? Do you remember?
The sex tea? I did not. I'm sorry to let you down.
If you baddies missed this episode, it is a must listen to. It was like half really helpful and then half perverted. Remember the horny goat tea?
Super perverted. Horny goat tea. I was like, bro, what is this shit?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like just trying to break the ice because I want to really see how you're feeling. And I'm so bad at emotions and feelings.
Feeling about what?
Oh, here she goes. Everything's fine. I'm fine. Everything's burning around her.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you meant like recovering from the weekend. I don't know.
No, you know what I mean. I mean, we had a big week.
You know what it is that I know I asked everyone to like not DM me, but they did. And I appreciate so much like all the love and support. I scrolled through like all of it, but there were thousands of messages. And like, I just didn't have it in me to open up and like go through it because it's just everyone else's story. And then it's like reliving mine. And I was just like, nah, I don't think I could do this. So I just was like ignoring it. But I didn't want people to think that I wasn't appreciative of all the support. Cause like, it really does make me feel good to hear like, all these people be like, I went through it too, and like good things happened for me, or you really helped me realize that my relationship was like the same as yours and I needed to leave. Like, those things like really, really, really make me feel better, because I feel like I didn't do it for no reason. But at the same time, like, I all these people asking, like, I'm in a similar situation, how did you get over it, what did you do, help me leave, I'm like, I can't give you advice like that. Like, I can't be being like, yes, it's time to leave your husband. I can't have that responsibility on my shoulders.
Mm.
So it was really hard. And like, you know, of course he rebutted and was like, oh, but, you know, we didn't have sex for 7 months. But LOL, who thinks that I can go 7 months without sex? Show of hands, please.
Okay. Well, first of all, that went from like, we didn't have sex to 2 months to 4 months.
It was 1 month. Then yeah. 2 months. Now to prove a point to like people, it's 7 months. Yeah. I don't know where you think that's, I can physically go that long. But anyway, and then he was like, oh, you know, me and Tracy used to have fun, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So am I a prude or a whore, Corey? Let's make a decision here. Because I can't be both.
Wow. Like, excellent point.
It's just the like being caught in your own lie of being like, no, we never had sex. Oh no, we had crazy sex. Like, bro, what is it?
Wow.
Where on the scale do I fall? Because, like, you're literally, like, it's just hypocritical. Like, everything. I just can't. Just was, like, I knew he was going to, like, you know, try to, I don't know, like, soften the blow of, like, of, oh, but no, I did it for, like, he straight up admitted to all that. He's like, yeah, I did it. I went and got all those massages, and I didn't know about the escorts. Oh, I didn't know they were escorts. I'm like, you legit asked them how much. Oh, when I knew they were escorts, I stopped. So what was the money for? Gas money? I don't understand.
How much are bus tolls to get there?
Yeah, I don't get it. So it was like, I knew he was going to lie his way out of it. I didn't really care about that because he was like, Tricky doesn't have proof. And I posted all the proof, like everything I had in my phone. And I still have other videos that like, I just don't feel comfortable releasing because
yeah,
it involves other people.
Well, here's what I think with those videos.
Like, I have videos of the intervention. Like, yeah. I don't know what I'm okay feeling comfortable with because those are really private moments that like I recorded so he could listen. The reason I recorded it because I thought like in the moment when you're having an intervention, like you don't want to hear what everyone says. You're like, yeah. But like maybe if you hear it back afterwards and you're like, wow, like listen to how heartbroken my family and friends sound.
Yeah.
That like he would think about it. But like I recorded them to have, and so I could play them back for him. And he was just not
receptive
to
any help. Yeah.
So I had to give up. But like I did twice to try, and like you could hear the pain in the voices in the videos. And I just don't know if that's my right to expose those people's pain. And I would release it because, like, I'm here to be like, here's all my fucking proof. Like, I tell no one.
Yeah, you came with the receipts. You came with the receipts hard. Like, really hard. And you have more.
I didn't, like, I wasn't like, oh, he was an asshole. He was abusive. I never said he was. Mentally, like, emotionally abusive, a little bit. But, like, I think that's in all relationships.
A little bit.
Highs and lows. Like, yeah, I don't want to use the word abusive because I just think it's so damaging. And like, there's so much other shit he did that like, that's the least of my problem.
Tracy, this, oh my God, I'm sorry. You're so wrong. This is emotional abuse. This is the lies.
I know, but he says it, oh, Tracy abused me, physically abused me. Like, I don't want to use the word abuse because I don't want to be like, well, he said it, so I said it. Like, no, I don't want to do that. Like,
yeah.
Really disturbed over the fact that he would tell people that like I physically hurt him. Like,
it's just like what that like Trey,
because I found out you're jerking off to other girls is not being physically abusive. It's a reaction to my husband cheating,
which every woman has, and like, would and you have the same one
be like accidental aim. I don't know. That's why I'm so fucking hurt by those like fucking sick allegations that I don't want to use the word abuse because I know how it feels, but like there's real life and then there's like what you created in your head, which is the problem with him.
Yeah.
Is that I don't think he truly thinks he's lying, because I think he has a problem so bad that he actually believes everything he's told himself, which a lot of happens with a lot of narcissistic men. They create justifications in their head and then they force themselves to believe it because they can't.
And Trey, take that responsibility. Addicts do that. Yeah. You know, and I think that was one of the takeaways from the episode that we didn't really hit on. Like, we talked about it, but I think that's a lot of people took that they related to that because they have addicts in their life, whether they're their, you know, father, brother, you know, husband, whatever it is.
My point of the episode was not to be like, he was an addict, I got rid of him. Like,
right.
He was an addict before we got married and I gave him another chance. If you go to rehab and you get out and you're fine, we can go ahead with this because I love you and I'm not just going to ditch you in a corner because you have a problem. I understand that people develop things for certain reasons. I get it. If you can break that habit, I'm here to support you. And I did. Like, I felt like I was trying so hard to tell the truth without hurting anybody. And I wanted to do it in like a mature, here are the facts, I'm not trying to add any additional drama to it way. And yet it airs and like, he twisted everything to just like fit his MO. And I was
in the same breath kind of admitting to everything. It was really bizarre behavior
at all.
Yeah.
And that's my point. Like, I just wish he was like from the beginning when I was like, when people were like, oh, Corey cheated. He could have just told people like, bro, I fucked up. It's none of your fucking business. Who, where, what, when, why, but I fucked up and that's it. I would have respected him so much more had he just been like, listen, people make mistakes. Me and her are cool at this point. I'm paying my child support. I'm admitting my wrongs. And that's it. And we're going to move on from here. I would have been his friend. I would have been like, you're doing right by my children. You're admitting to your wrongs. Let's move on and just coexist as parents. Like, mm-hmm. I would have been so cool with that. He didn't pay child support for a year and a half. He just recently started getting it taken out within like the month because they found out about his unemployment that he was receiving. So now that because of a court date that we had, so now they're just starting to take it out, but he still has arrears of 41,000. Like, and these were all proof stated. Like, these are documents from the court. These are proof that I have, like text message and everything, like stuff with my lawyer. Like, these are not me just throwing out fucking numbers. And this is my point, is that I was not here to set like this elaborate drama, oh my God, poor me thing. Like, this was me being like, you guys want to know what happened? I kept it secret because I was trying to protect a man who's not trying to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have to tell my truth because I have no other choices left. I cannot be abused every day by people on the internet who are like, we know what she did, but we don't know what he did. She didn't do anything. I didn't do anything wrong. Like,
it's funny because that was so some of the feedback, you know, I saw, I mean, most of it, I swear, 99% of it positive, relatable.
No, it was
but the
1%,
I did see a few, you know, there's two sides to every story. No, there's really no side here besides a wife that was begging her husband to get it to fuck together. Begging.
Yeah, I mean,
begging.
I was willing to stay as
yes.
long as I had to make it work.
And there are more videos. There are more videos of her begging
yeah,
him. Begging him to change.
You
yes.
can't stay around and just wait. Like, how long was I supposed to wait until he decided to get it together? I gave him so much time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to be more upset about this episode, but like after like the, you know, repercussions of it, I thought I was going to be like, oh, I can't deal with this. I just kind of blocked it out and didn't really deal with it all. But like, I'm more frustrated now than ever. Like I thought that he'd be like, all right, the truth is out. What do you want to do? Like, that's what it is. Like,
yeah.
Get over it, people. But he didn't. Now there's new lies. It's just like.
And wait. And what about new threats?
New threats. Oh, new threats to you, to me, uh-huh. to my parents, to my brother.
Uh-huh. Because everybody was asking, like, did you hear from Corey? And because people were another thing people after the episode were asking, like, have you heard from him? And the only thing I think you heard were literally like, watch your mouth about this. Watch your mouth. Tell your co-host to watch her mouth about this. I mean, all empty threats. I mean,
oh,
I'm not scared of someone who can't afford
like,
a bus fare.
I didn't hear like, listen, I didn't realize how much the things I did affected you. I just wanted to apologize because I do take responsibility and I'm sorry. And I really hope one day we can move on from it. I didn't get that from him.
No.
What I got was, you better watch your fucking mouth the way you speak about this one. You better watch your, tell your co-host to watch her, tell your, whatever he made fun of you, tell your little co-host to watch her fucking mouth. Tell her, whatever, her friends, her family, like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so
I'm like, do you think it's a really good idea to threaten a police officer? Me thinks
yeah.
no.
Well, yeah, it's good, threatening a police officer. That's really great, Corey. You're on a fucking roll.
It's not a good look to make threats against a police officer, FYI. Yeah.
But you know what? Enjoy that. Because, so, I have work today. So, last night when he had the kids, Tara was supposed to meet up with my mom to drop off the kids. He drove the kids again.
No.
Announcing that you do not have a fucking license.
Oh shit.
So again, the man learns nothing. He doesn't give a
he
fuck.
He doesn't
the
change.
The problem is Mm-mm. Corey thinks that he's a fucking prince because that's how he was treated his whole life. Now he thinks he's above the law, above the system, gonna be all the rules. The rules don't apply to him. The man's an entitled narcissist, okay?
Yeah.
That's what it is. How after I just announced to the world you don't have a license. Dad, show me proof of your license, Corey. I will admit my wrongs right now. If you could show me as of that date that you had a fucking valid driver's license that is not suspended. And last night, again, you drove my kids. My mom was like, oh, my God, when he got out of the car and I realized it was him, I freaked out because I didn't realize that he was like, I didn't realize he was dropping them off. I thought it was Tara, who I know has a valid license.
I have actual goosebumps really right now because do you know what happens if he gets pulled over for not using his blinker and he has no license? They're going to take him the car. Like, they're going to.
They're going to take the kids.
It's going to be fucking traumatizing for the children. Like, do you
yes,
understand that?
No, he doesn't get it and he doesn't care. And it's very, very sad because I'm at what point am I supposed to protect my kids? Like, how do I protect them when this man just does whatever the fuck he wants to do?
All right. Wait 1 second. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank you to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Best fiends. Best Fiends is the best online game ever that Tracy and I both love to play. And there's fun challenges and cute characters. So for me personally, what keeps me playing this game is Best Fiends is constantly updating and constantly doing new boards and new challenges. So it's never boring. There's always something to do, always some puzzle to beat and win, and always a way to make, you know, the person you're challenging feel not as smart as you. And let me tell you, you're about to see Tracy do the only marathon she's ever going to run in her life. The Best Fiends marathon. And you get cute little characters like Jogger Jojo. And I just, listen, we love these little characters. We love these little guys and girls. And I don't know, we just love these fiends. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already, with new levels, events, and characters added every month. Hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of five-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must-play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. CheapCaribbean.com has been around for over 20 years and is in the business of providing the best all-inclusive beach vacations.
There's nothing I love more than a Caribbean vacation, and none of you are going to tell me that you love anything more than it either. So, guys, you have to visit CheapCaribbean.com. They have all-inclusive beach vacations, which means all the food you can eat, mm-hmm. all the alcohol you can mm-hmm. drink, all the non-alcohol beverages that you want, mm-hmm. as well as beach and night activities are included when you book at CheapCaribbean.com.
All-inclusive means you get more food, more drinks, and more fun. I am here to confirm this because when I leave the country to go to like a beachy island, I refuse to go unless it's all-inclusive. Like, is there any other way to do it?
There's
nothing
better. No. Cheap Caribbean has no change fees when you book a Cheap Caribbean resort and add trip protection. You can book with confidence, less money, less worry, more beach.
Be sure to either check out Dreams or Secrets Resorts when you book with Cheap Caribbean right now, and you can take $100 off your next beach vacay when you visit CheapCaribbean.com/bad-examples. Again, that's CheapCaribbean.com/bad-examples.
You're going to take $100 off. You get your, you spend that $100 elsewhere on a new bag, on a new piece of luggage, and you're saving money, okay?
It's already a cheap vacation. You're already saving money.
You're already saving money, but we're also going to save you another $100. But don't forget the dash or it's not going to work. So CheapCaribbean.com/bad-examples, and we'll see you on the beach.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And that's the only other thing I want to say is, like, we did release a ton of shit and there's a ton more. And, like, and that's the thing is, like, you told your truth, but you, even then, you've curbed it. Like, you try not to hurt him more than you needed to. Do you know what I mean?
I don't want to make this, like, a bashing session.
Yeah.
I told everyone, listen, you guys are all going to have your opinions. You want to bash him? Go on Club Baddie and state your whatever you want to say. Just don't go to him and attack him on his page, because it's just not necessary. He knows what he did. He doesn't need a million people telling him you're a piece of shit. He doesn't need that. He knows what he did. Whether he wants to admit it or not, he doesn't need that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to bother his sisters. I didn't want to bother his family members. I just wanted everyone, if you're going to talk about the episode, keep it on our page where it's a free-for-all.
Oh, should we talk about our Instagram page?
Whatever you want to do.
Should we tell people to follow our Instagram, our new Instagram?
Oh, yeah. We have a new Instagram because we got deleted because we posted the receipts.
Wait, my favorite thing is like, you post the escort pic. We got a thing that was like, yeah, don't post this pic again. And then you took the same pic and you like covered the titties with like hearts and shit and reposted it, and they took it down again. And they were like, oh, we told you once.
Covered the word escort, and so we got in trouble. But all I was trying to do was give you guys free receipts, but Instagram, Facebook, and all other platforms wouldn't allow us to do it. So therefore, we had no choice but to put it on Patreon. We planned on posting everything on our Instagram free for you guys, mm-hmm. but they would not allow us to do that.
Because, yeah, we went to Facebook as well. Yeah.
And I didn't want to block everything with censors because then it's not evidence.
Yeah.
Then it's not proof. That's us blocking it.
I mean, you did put sensors and they still took that shit down. So,
right. Well, that's the problem is that I even tried to cover it up and they still were like, nah, chill. So I was like, fuck, where are we going to post like all this stuff that I said I have? I'm not going to say I have shit and then not post it.
Yeah. And I'm glad we moved everything to Patreon because I'm not trying to lose another fucking Instagram account. So everybody, please follow Bad Examples Pod instead of podcast. I know. Yes. Very original.
Until hopefully we get our other one back. Pray to the gods. If anybody has an Instagram connect, please let us know because we'd like to get our old Instagram back. We have so much pictures and funny stuff my on God. There that we're so sad we lost. But I mean, it was worth losing that Instagram to tell my truth, honestly. And I don't want to say that because I miss all the stuff we posted, but
it really was like the culmination of everything, you know what I mean? Like, it was almost fitting we went out with a bang. If we were gonna go out, that's how it had to go, with the escort. Yeah, so hopefully we do. I think in a week we'll be able to like make a case and try to get the page back, but
yeah, I hope so.
In the meantime,
and we weren't soliciting escorts. We were trying to prove that other people solicit escorts. Like, what's wrong here? What's wrong?
Tracy, I just got a notification from Instagram. It says, nah, chill. And they deleted our Instagram. Like,
yeah. So
what?
That's an update on that.
Yeah. So, and go to patreon.com/badexamples to see everything we're talking about because everything is still posted there, including videos, pictures.
It's whatever. Listen, the episode was really tough. It sucked that I had to do that. Was not my plan. Did not feel good about it.
But, no. Oh, God. You were annoying, but I did want to fucking murder you because I was like, Tracy, like, up until the last
second. It was like
second.
Literally 11:58, and I was like, oof. I like, don't fucking dare tell me.
I was like, I will pull it, but you need to tell me, like, now. Like, we're like, it was like, you know, the countdown to midnight.
Minutes.
And then the next day I'm like, fuck, should we take it down? What should we do? Like, you were so upset and it was just
a
lot.
I was so upset because I don't want this for him. I don't want him to be known for these things, which is why I just said, if you just admit to just being like, listen, at the end of the day, I was wrong. I did wrong in the relationship. There's no reason to expose what it was. I would have been happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. Everything was my fault. Tracy cheated on me. Lies. Tracy abused me. Lies. Tracy doesn't do this. Lies. So it was like, I got sick of being slandered so much that it took me to this point. Mm-hmm. That's basically all it is. It's nothing more. It's nothing less. I really fucking wish I didn't have to do that. I had no intention of ever telling anybody. That's me and his business that unfortunately he forced me to expose. And
I just want to say, like, he better chill with the threats and all that bullshit, because
I mean, he could threaten me all he wants. I'm not scared. No. At the end of the day, I don't trust a man who will openly threaten somebody on a text message, because it shows like that he just truly doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Have it be shown.
But
to
like
people.
I'm just saying, like, there's so much more, and I just, if I were him, like, let's just dead it. You know what I mean? Let's move on. Pay your child support. Get a valid license. Get a job. Just, you know, be a good man. Like, if anything, if I just had hope this would show him that.
You know what's even funny
sucks?
Is that when I posted the child support, people were like, hold on. You're getting $242 a week for three children. Ugh. That doesn't even cover food. I'm like, oh, I know. It's very little. And it's like $1,000 a month-ish of like, I mean, literally for three children that one is disabled of some, you know, a disability.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
It's laughable. It's laughable. I have to beg for three children at $1,000 a month. Like,
yeah,
it's laughable. So,
and one thing that like we didn't talk about either is that like, because you keep saying like he owes X amount for child support, but because by the judge, like since you guys have like separated, whatever, but he stopped paying for those kids way before you guys ever officially, you know, way before he left
he
moving the house.
He was using every dollar he had to gamble.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you've been pulling your weight by yourself for way longer than anybody can ever imagine. And that's what some of those like old videos reminded me of. You know, sometimes you forget there's just been so much shit you're pummeled with and one thing's worse than the next. And I'm like, holy shit, I totally forgot he was you know, taking money out of your wallet and then giving it back to you and saying this is for rent. And you were like, no, this is the money you stole.
That I raised for rent that you're just re-giving it back. Like, I still have to go raise rent again.
No, that's not how that works.
Very exhausting. I can't even relive it because I'm in such a better place now that like going back and like going through all that again.
Do you feel a little like at least a sigh of relief? It's done. People know the truth and then they can decide from here what they believe or what.
The point was not for me to get everybody on my team. That was not my point. Like, yeah. You can believe who you want. I don't care. I think it's crazy to believe somebody who lies don't add up and have no proof. But listen, crazy is crazy. And I don't argue with crazy because you just don't win with crazy. So go ahead and believe what you want. My point of this was just to be like, you guys think that I'm she's keeping secrets. Like, no, I'm not keeping secrets. I'm keeping something I didn't think was for the world to know. I didn't think that was anybody's business to know. So I didn't plan on exposing it because I didn't think it was something that should have been between anybody but me, him, and the people who know in our little circle.
But how do you feel now? How do you feel now?
I do feel like a sigh of relief that it's like the proof of everything blew people's minds because they were like, she could have lied and been like, oh, he did this, he did this. I didn't go above and beyond and lie because the truth was enough.
Mm-hmm.
The truth was enough to be like, this is what I went through. And if you guys think that I didn't suffer in silence for a really long time, on top of me being a Scorpio who doesn't ask for help, I don't ask for help. Best friends of mine, Ashley Bertolini, was like, she messaged me and she was like, I love you so much and I'm so proud of you. And I wish I knew details more. Like, I knew a little bit, but you didn't ever ask me. Like, I lived by you. You could have asked me for help. I said, I never want to bother my friends with my problems. I never want to include you guys in shit that you don't have to deal with. You have your own stuff to worry about. I never want to do that. And she was like, well, you know, I'm always here for you. I said, of course I do, but I just didn't want to like drag you into it with all the depth of how serious it really was.
But Trey,
so I kept Trey surface level with even my friends because I know, like, I don't want to make people feel bad for me.
But that's not what friendship is. It's not what
I know, but I am just like, I've always
like I would like be that. Dragged into this a million times over. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Like, it's crazy. And I am happy to hear that, like, even if it's like the smallest bit of weight is lifted off your shoulders, that, you know,
it is. I can't say it's not. It is. I feel like
that's all I wanted. That's all Sammy wanted. That's all we wanted from, like, when we as a group, Alan, you know, your friends decided like to release this episode that was recorded. And like, we let, you know, everybody listen to it before, all your friends listened to it before to make sure, you know, like,
yeah, like,
we were in line.
I don't want
to
come off like an asshole. Like, yeah. I don't want to be like, this is a joke. Like, what a fucking piece of shit. Like, feel like listening to it back on our live that we did on what's that app, Twitch?
Yeah, on Twitch.
I felt like that was the first time I had heard it because we recorded it and I never wanted to listen to it again.
Yeah.
So being live with everybody going back and forth talking about it, like, that was my first time listening. I felt like if I was an outsider listening to this, I would think she did that in a really good way that, like, I don't feel like she bashed him. She just gave facts of what happened. Like,
no, I was more angry than you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you were calm. You were eerily calm, actually, which is.
But that's my fear is when I get calm like that, that means I'm done.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, when I'm yelling and screaming at you, you have a chance to get me back.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm calm and I have no emotion, that's it for you.
Oh, that's the Corey looking for quarters video. Is you're not yelling. You're just simply talking.
Yelling, Corey. You're going to find $10 worth of quarters under my kids' toys. Like, come on. I mean.
So, listen, all we could have hoped for was for you to feel better after this episode. Like, because at the end of the day, like, I was just so worried about you and how you, you know, not him. I don't care what his reaction is going to be from this, but I wanted you to be okay. It was a big decision to release it. It was a big decision to even record it. And I'm just so glad we did. And I really, really, really believed in my heart of heart that this was going to just alleviate. I was just so sick of just seeing the slander and the lies and like you just kind of taking it and, you know, taking it for your family. And I was like, at what point, like, does mom matter? You know, it's like constantly defending, you know, oh, thinking of the family. What about for yourself? And that, I really think this took your life back. You know what I mean? Like, you got your strength back. You got your voice back. You know, it was taken from you for so long. It was taken from you. We recorded fucking episode after episode where you were in silence about your fucking pain and your marriage and your relationship. And this was you finally saying, this is what's been going on. I've always been honest with you guys, but I've been in pain and I've been suffering. And here's what happened. So I'm, as your friend, happy that you did it. And I'm proud of you. All your friends were so proud of you. And I know it was a tough week. And that's why I'm so glad you got away. You got to get on a boat and just be in the water. And hey, what I say, you thrive in the summer. You fucking thrive in the summer. You're like a little plant, my little plant, Tracy. Like, nobody understands this. You know, we have, you know, scheduled recordings coming up. We have more episodes to do. And it's like, because everything got swapped around, like, it's so hard for Tracy to find the hours. You know, like, this show is not easy to do because it requires her to step away from her children. You know, and it's not like she's in a relationship where she can say, like, hey, I know it's not your weekend. Can you grab the kids for a couple hours? Like, that doesn't exist. And no, I just don't think
happen.
I don't think anybody understands how incredibly difficult that is for anybody to deal with. You know, like, you just she needs to get to work. She needs to go to her job. And it's, you know, and thankfully we've talked about her parents. They're so supportive, so helpful, but they're not always around either. Like, they have their own lives. They're badasses themselves.
Vacations.
Yeah,
my parents lived some life. Like,
yeah,
let me be very clear, they're always away. So I get, like, when they're like, oh, we're home for 2 days, I'm up there visiting because I know they're going to be in Mexico and then Aruba and then Vegas, like, for a consecutive 3 weeks, and that's it. So when they have, like, oh, come on up, I'm like, come on down, I'm coming. And on top of it, dating sucks, dating blows. Like, I don't know, like, where's the relief?
It will get better. Have I ever steered you wrong?
I mean, you're definitely a bad influence. For not steer me wrong, but you definitely love a bad influence moment.
You're like, should I hook up with this guy? He's X, Y, and Z. And Sammy's like, nope. And I'm like, yep. Hey, I've said this before, you know, you deserve your freedom. And when I know you're ready to take things seriously, I know you're not right now. That's why I don't care if you make mistakes now. This is your time to make them. You know, when I know you're ready, I'll fucking tighten the ship up. I know when to step in. But listen, I love you. I love all of our listeners who've been so fucking supportive on every single platform. Mm-hmm. It's incredible what happened with Patreon. I mean, we have a meeting soon that's to discuss how to make Patreon more awesome for you guys, give you more behind the scenes. So yeah, so stay tuned to patreon.com/bad examples. Stay tuned to our new Instagram page, follow our podcast, and just keep giving us the support. This is awesome. We love you guys so much. And this was, you know, everything I hoped for my friend when this came out. Like, I really couldn't have hoped for a better reaction for her from everybody. And I really, really appreciate it. You know, it really was an incredible moment of just everybody coming together, relating. And it was amazing. Tracy, you're amazing. And I know you don't want to be the person that, you don't want to be the role model that makes decisions people should leave their husband or a bad relationship or,
yeah,
you know, but you're in the public eye and people respect you. And when you come out and you say these things and you were strong enough to leave, it empowers people. So thank you for that too.
I mean, I hope it helps people make their own decision. I just never want to make the
decision. It does. It does. I promise. I sent you a million screenshots from my inbox. People are like, I know Tracy said not to DM. So can you tell her this?
I know. And I appreciate all of it. And I did get to read some of them. It's just,
some of them were just, I mean, they're heartbreaking. They're beautiful. They're emotional. I mean, it's we really connect with you guys. We've always connected with you guys on so many levels. But this was just, you know, this took our relationship to our listeners to another level. And I just want to thank everybody for that, for real. And for you, Tracy, okay. We love you so much. We really do. Oh, God, don't do sad Tracy now.
No, I feel like it's just exhausting for everyone.
It is.
That everyone even had to listen. Like, they were excited for a fun episode. And then it was like, here's the most depressing episode you'll ever hear. Yeah. 2 hours of it.
Well, it's funny,
we'll,
like,
living it all week long.
The like, one of the baddies, like, suggested a listening party. And I was like, this is a great idea. And this is before I had actually went back and listened, because we had recorded so long ago. No one remembered what the fuck we did. So I was like, yeah, listening part, it's going to be so fun. I forgot how depressing the episode was.
Yeah, I was like, Jess, this is miserable.
Yeah, but we did, that's actually something else that we're going to do. We went on Twitch, on Alan's like weird dork account, which was really funny because we started this like live stream. So pretty much everybody was able to listen and like there was a live chat going on at the same time. And Alan's thing, like he hadn't changed. It was like zombies and and I was like, what the fuck? This is a bad examples podcast. What's going on? But it was nice. It was fun. I mean, it was nice to connect to everybody and like talk to them in real time. Don't you think? And I think that's a really fun thing really we should do again. Yeah. We should do that for an actual fun episode, a listening party. It'd be fun.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like they come here for like the fun of us and we gave them like a little bit of a downer moment. And I don't want to do that to them.
Yeah, no, yeah, but we're good. We're good. Next Tuesday, baddies, stay tuned for a really actual fun game of red flags. It's an actual shit show that we promise you back on track.
Yeah, for sure.
Any last words, Tracy?
No, thank you guys for, you know, I even see you like out there defending me. People, so I block people I need to block. Unfortunately, even with me doing that, I still get screenshots and all that shit. So it's like, I have to fucking see it. But like, I don't, if I see, oh, we saw this on his page, I won't open it because I'm like, I don't want to fucking see it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's sometimes I don't realize what I'm opening and then I see it and I'm like, oh, Jesus, like, I really didn't need this. But I appreciate people who are out there, like, you know, defending a mother who's trying, like,
mm-hmm.
to do everything for her kids by herself. So that means, like, so much to me because I know there's a lot of you guys out there and we, you know, single moms got to stick together.
Yeah, amen, sister. All right, I love you.
Go
work again, Trey. This was supposed to be 20 minutes. Sorry, everybody.
Love you.
I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.